Well, here we are again, the Persiflage podcast, and we're on issue number 14. So this one's called the real issue number 14. I guess that's because last week was number 13, but there was that gag about apartment buildings and there being no 13th floor. So this one actually is issue 14, and it's from June 21st, 2001. And I kind of took a little look at it beforehand, and it seems to be filled with poetry. So poetry fans will be pretty excited, I guess. If poetry fans get excited, I have no idea. Anyway, here is the first little intro, which appears to have been written by Hubris. And it says, wallowing in our own crapulence since the end of March. Which I don't think means what you might think it means. Anyway, as it says above, we've been wallowing in our own crapulence here for 14 issues now. And no, that's not what it means. Get a dictionary and look it up, for God's sake. So he actually kind of addresses that. And in that spirit, we've decided, for no particular reason, to run an expanded poetry section in this issue. Now, before a lot of you write in and say you don't like poetry, perhaps you should consider the fact that a lot of valuable information is passed on via the medium of poetry. Where would Workman the World Over be without Righty Tighty Lefty Loosey? How would we know how many days there were in the month, short of looking at a calendar, without 30 days, half September, April, June, and October, November? No, wait, 30 days, half October, April, May, and whatever. You get my point. I'm sure if I had the time, I could come up with at least one more useful poem. Anyway, it's obvious that poetry is an important part of our everyday lives, and in that spirit, we present a veritable potpourri of verdant verse for your perusal. Enjoy. Unmet expectations. Her expectations were romance, I guess, and his were sex, and not necessarily with her, but neither were met. She cried, and he, the rhyme's too easy, lied that he didn't care. No one left that party happy that I saw. Sally Kind. Next up, another poem by Sally Kind called Pay No Attention. As deceitful as hope is, despair tells its oh-so-convincing story to anyone willing to listen. And there's two short ones by Charles Roche-Beaubois, who's appeared in this persiflage thingy before. Possessive of your name in your absence, I stiffen at its mention, hopefully too slightly to be noticed. And the second one. I scatter crumbs along the baseboards to bring what little companionship I can into my empty apartment. That doesn't seem like a very good idea. And now, a longer poem. Whoa, this is quite long. By Hubris himself, it appears. Entitled, Sunday Night in Front of the Mall Hotel. Sunday night drunk, I wander with sometime friend down an almost bare portage, on our way to more drinks and a girl he knows. Scattered movie crowds are only company on the street, my attention divided between conversation and an overfull bladder, my own. Only half noticing the whistled signal behind us, and too late the sudden change of crowd, now a hostile one. Some neophytic gang bent on vengeance. A perceived wrong in our similar appearance to the alleged malefactors begins this clumsy ballet. My friend's jeté and startling sprint into what passes for traffic on a Sunday night in Winnipeg leaves me alone on the stage. I perform as Armadillo, rolling on the sidewalk amidst a flurry of, thankfully, sneakered feet. They'll get tired, I think. Attention spans shortened by television, aerobic capacity diminished by cigarettes, they do, though even sooner would have been better. Buoyed by their easy success, my dance partners stride manfully off stage. Finally, strangely, a small boy riding a tricycle, that can't be right, hurls a handful of sand on my prostrate form. Some gang ritual? I wonder. A final humiliation? Not quite. I sit up in a warm shame. My bladder, unmindful of my pants still up, releases its watery contents. I take stock. My vision blurred, I realize my contact lenses are now behind my eyes. My bloody ears are ringless. My head hurts. Breathing annoys my ribs. And worse still, I am sober. But my friend returns with the news that I've been kicked in the head and that he, for one, could use a drink. Calmly, I rise to my feet. So far, so good. I tie my shirt around my waist, which luckily was the style at the time, and we walk, more or less steadily, towards a much-needed drink and a bathroom less so. Hubris. Well, that doesn't sound like a very pleasant Sunday night at all. And we're going to end up, as we always do, with the selected quotations. The difference between men is simply a question of how they say stupid things. The universally human is to say them. Soren Kierkegaard. Love is eternal as long as it lasts. Otto Friedrich. Well, that's it. That seemed to just fly by. I guess it's the poetry is a little quicker than the prose, perhaps. So anyway, that's the end of number 14, and coming up next week will be, you guessed it, number 15. So that's all for this week, and goodbye.